Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Andrew Cardinaux, the co-founder and chief technology officer for Quick Custom Intelligence, on how his company is streamlining data analytics in gaming and creating easy-to-gather and understand suggestions on customer acquisition and loyalty. This week's program is brought to you by Konami Gaming. Later in the show, we'll be talking about a Konami creation that keeps reaching more and more properties year after year, so stay tuned. Andrew Cardinaux is a legend in the gaming industry. For years, he has been an advocate of being able to access and interpret the millions of data points in the databanks of every casino operator. Cardinaux has joined with another legend, Ralph Thomas, to create their groundbreaking company, Quick Custom Intelligence, or QCI. The company has created platforms that enable casino executives to access and interpret data about customers, slot activity, marketing applications, and loyalty programs so that they can give their players what they want. QCI makes extensive use of artificial intelligence along with blockchain technology to create programs that gaming operators can easily understand and apply. He spoke with me in January from his offices in San Diego. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is Andrew Cardinaux of QCI. Andrew, we've known each other for a long time, and it's great to be able to get back in touch with you. I know you started this QCI, a couple of years ago now, right?
That's right, Roger. And thank you for the opportunity to be on your wonderful podcast today. Really looking forward to our discussion. And sure. Yes, about two years ago.
Okay. Well, you and Ralph Thomas are kind of like the dream team of analytics. So it's got to be going very well. So tell me why you formed it and what you hoped to accomplish with it.
Well, Ralph and I were very busy doing educational software, and we built a huge cloud platform. We had about 50,000 students, about 700 teachers, and Ralph's dream was, which I was just helping him with, right, was to bring education in a different form to students all over the world.
Sure.
And we got after about a bit over a year of that, we were like, wow, we really like the technology, and it's fun, but the business was just tough.
Yeah.
Right. We were like, okay, and I said, I wonder if we could use some technology approach like this in gaming, because the volume and the size and the scalability and the speed and the performance of everything we were doing with the number of users, it was like, why have we not been able to do that? And we kind of sort of thought about it. We thought, oh, actually we can. So we literally took the most modern stack you can get, which is a Microsoft stack, that we're using. There are others that are as modern, but we're using a very modern Microsoft technology stack, and just squeezed it to do all the things we'd ever wanted to do and couldn't do 10 years ago.
Sure.
Now these technology platforms are so amazing, and what you can do on them is so amazing. And the really great thing about the Microsoft Azure hybrid cloud, if you want to call it, or sure, the Microsoft technology stack, is we can work equally well in the cloud or on-premise behind the firewall. And most North American gaming operators want behind the firewall, and I think for good reason.
Sure.
And so we needed to do both. The same code line can do both.
Sure, no question about it. So I went through your website today, and you got a lot of functions there. Explain how all these products and platforms fit together.
So inside a gaming operation, the data is very complex. There's a lot of it. There's a lot of detail. And what we've done is built this very, very high performance platform, mm-hmm, called QCI platform, and then plugged applications on top of that platform. That gives us consistency of data, mm-hmm, across the environment. And it's read write. So, within the environment, not back to the gaming system,
sure,
or anything, but within the environment. So what we started with, the first product we built, if you like, was a player development tool. It's called QCI Host, and it's been really incredible. The uptake has been incredible. We've now got over 1,000 hosts using that tool, I say every day, it's probably right. You know, a lot of adoption, and it's because I think, you know, it's hard to say why a product gets adopted so fast, but as the users are using it, as the host is using it, the host manager is using it, they're actually manipulating this huge underlying database and seeing the detail and the value and everything that's there. There's no query that's off limits to that host.
Right.
They really have the data at their fingertips. We took that platform, we built a beautiful gaming analytics tool called QCI Slots, which is the second product.
Okay.
And, you know, this is near and dear to my heart, right? I've been doing this for the best part of, 20 years plus now.
Mm-hmm.
And I originally won a Smithsonian Laureate for heroism and information technology for contour heat mapping gaming floors and in Crown Casino,
right.
Believe it or not.
Okay.
And so we're using the, but there was always the dream of being able to do that dynamically.
Sure.
Being able to do all the reports and all the drill down, the market basket analysis and the cannibalization and the lift and all these other really cool things, being able to do it dynamically, and the platforms just weren't fast enough. So the second module we have is called QCI Slots. It builds on that same underlying high-performance platform called the QCI platform. And as you may know, Roger, I won a Smithsonian Laureate for Heroism and Information Technology for slot analytics.
Right.
So our Slots also includes table games and does a fantastic job of answering critical questions like, if I play this game, what other games do I play? What games should I get? Should I get more of this or less of that?
Sure.
And also letting you understand the intricacies of how your customers flow like schools of fish over the gaming floor. The third product, and this is kind of, there's a comedy with the third product, because Ralph and I were like, we're never going to build another marketing tool. We're not going to do it. It's just too hard, right?
Yeah.
And then we were talking to one of our actually what is now an advisor in the company, David mm-hmm. Farahi, and he said, and I need a marketing tool. And we're like, okay, I guess for Mr. Farahi, we'll build this. So we went ahead and we tackled this. We're never, ever going to build a marketing tool. It's just too hard. It's hard to make something that's supportable and generic and able to be deployed and managed across a wide number of sites. It's hard enough just to even build a marketing segmentation and campaign management tool in the first place.
Right.
But making something that you can really grow and change over time, it just like mission impossible. That was on the, let's say, the Wednesday. On the Thursday, we spoke with what is now one of the advisors in our company. Back then, he was the chief operating officer of Monarch Group, David Farahi. And David said, and you have to build me a marketing tool. And we're like, really? Of course, we agreed to it. And from that emerged this absolutely wonderful QCI marketing product where we have tackled the job of being able to have the platform understand how your marketing campaigns are running, to predict them within a minute of creating them as to how what they're going to do with a pro forma, and then measure them every single day as to how they're progressing. And it was, and by the way, just to repeat them again in the same way, and we've done that in such a generic way that we say with confidence that we can implement any marketing segmentation schema in the industry and predict its outcome within 5 minutes.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. After we've set up the template, right?
Yeah.
And those templates stay with you, and kind of on that platform, you think, well, you know, let's think about one of the side benefits of all those three, whether you're talking about your player development, your gaming analytics and reporting, or your marketing product. But one of the really big focuses we have was how to leverage the kind of things that we do in a cloud environment
mm-hmm.
in these on-site premise where we can say to you, every 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to upgrade your software completely. As if, you know, when you log into a cloud product and sure. they upgrade it, it just upgrades, right?
Right.
It's just there. Well, we've been able to achieve that goal with all of our deployments. And we're talking about, you know, now what is some, I think it's 2,500 sites in 50 countries, 1,000 hosts, you know, I think now 50 large resorts in North America. I mean, a huge number of deployments, we can keep them all current on the latest tech without a carrying technology debt, without getting stuck behind. That's been a huge driver in our business, being able to drive that value.
Sure, yep.
Konami's award-winning Synchros is the casino management system of choice for some of the industry's most innovative operators. Many have chosen Synchros in recent years. Operators like Red River Casinos in Pennsylvania and New York, Desert Diamond Casinos in Arizona, Golden Entertainment with 10 casinos across the U.S., Carnival Corporation and Norwegian Cruise Lines, Las Vegas' newest strip mega resort, Resorts World Las Vegas, and it was selected by the nation's largest casino on the West Coast with over 6,500 slot machines and an amazing new resort hotel. To start speaking with the Konami team about Synchros and why so many casinos are choosing it, visit KonamiGaming.com/connect.
We did a podcast with Earl Hall the other day, and Earl talks kind of like you do. I have to really struggle to catch up, but at least I have a basis now talking about the cloud, and you mentioned the Microsoft product. He was exuberant about some of the Microsoft products he's using. So you're closely aligned with his company in a partnership. What do you do for his company?
So Earl's technology platform is a true Internet of Things distributed compute environment, a multi-tenant gaming system. And it's quite, you know, I started working with Earl about 2 years ago, and I was really quite surprised to find such a sophisticated gaming platform all up and running with so many deployments, right? You know, so many sites all over the world on these centralized servers. And so, you know, after working with him for, I think, 18 months, we had the pretty fun discussion, I guess, between Earl and between the two companies. We're like, all right, you know, QCI has this amazing reporting capability where we can take this beautiful data and this platform that you've built and all these IoT devices and all this incredible infrastructure and allow all of your users to have the most sophisticated reporting that we can bring to the market. And so the partnership that we have with Earl is a pretty exciting partnership where we're bringing a new level of reporting and analytics to the thousands of sites that the Access Network has globally.
Sure.
We've also, it's a second project, because there's two, and then the second one's a real kind of a twist. No, the sort of thing that we probably shouldn't have taken on, but we did. And maybe it was COVID, maybe because we had a bit of extra bandwidth, I don't know. But we were approached by a group and they said, you know, can you do the next generation of loyalty for us? And we're like, okay, you've got me interested. And and we have built that and deployed it now. We've got about 5,000 machines. We've got about 2,000 games deployed so far, be 5,000 this inside 3 months, and just under 1,000 sites. Now you think about that, running loyalty across 1,000 sites, how would that work?
Sure.
So as a player, I go up to a gaming machine, and we've got some great patents on this, by the way, and you scan a QR code on that gaming machine, but the gaming machine has no knowledge of the QR code. Everything happens up somewhere in some big clever set of algorithms that figure out that, hey, Roger scanned this QR code at this point in time, and the black box data is very detailed, and we can put together and we can create a rating. And it's just amazing what we've been able to do with loyalty. And I look at it and I go, wow, you know, where does this end? And we're doing it now with food service. So Roger, as a user, you know, as a customer, you're inside your hotel room, you scan the QR code and it says, hey, that's Roger. And I know he's in this hotel room. And by the way, you can order something. And that order gets placed and saves labor. Same in restaurants.
Sure.
You know, it's all sorts of places. And so we can create this loyalty program. We're bringing that from the gaming machine, which is where we did the full loyalty, back to all the other touch points, and we literally mean touch points. Every other touch point in your facility is now open for loyalty. through our beautiful QR code, heavily patented QR code based approach to loyalty, where we're not relying on integrating all the systems. And I would say 4 years, and I mean best part of 10 years, I worked to try and integrate all different gaming systems. And it is hard work.
Right.
It is, you know, you need very specialized data teams. It breaks people integrating all these systems.
Right.
We don't have to do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
We can set up loyalty. I mean, it's crazy. I think about it. I'm like, there's no reason it couldn't be done in a week.
Right.
An entire property. Mm. And every interaction could be special. It's like, whoa. You know, so we're rewriting the rules on how to make loyalty work across, you know, even, you know, and I was thinking, you know, into this, we haven't done it yet, but into the sports book.
Sure.
And right. Maybe not in Vegas. It depends on the phone. But you've got your phone in the sports book. You scan it in. I know who you are. I don't need anything more than that. I can create a loyalty program that goes from the sports book to the gaming system to the hotel room to the restaurant to the valet. Every touch point in the business is all integrated with specialized real-time responses.
Sure.
With all of the data.
Well, I can imagine even if you're using a mobile device and you're not in the casino, you can still make that connection, couldn't you? Would that be possible?
Yeah, that's right. So anywhere. Yeah, because once they've signed up. And by the way, because they're signing up with a mobile device, the security is much better.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, when you sign in, you are identifying yourself as you. There are many security advantages over a piece of plastic.
Yeah.
Which you could just pick up and carry around.
Sure.
What was MagSwipe invented? I don't know, more than 20 years ago, right?
Sure, right.
Yeah, so this is the next generation.
So, you know, you mentioned the casino systems, and they're pretty ancient as far as technology goes. A lot of them were developed in the late 90s.
No comment.
I'm saying this, not you.
Oh, okay. I'm not saying that.
So, you know, for them to take advantage of the products that you're offering, do they have to replace that, or can this be laid on top of all of that?
No, they don't. No, so we're working with all the different gaming systems mm-hmm. and the data
right.
that comes in, and there's slide in beside it and say, like for example, on your gaming machine,
right?
If you want to put in a drinks ordering system or a food ordering system or just a loyalty program on the gaming system, we can capture the ratings in between the ratings. So we can actually capture information about some of your unrated players that interact with the machine.
Sure.
So then in the end, all this data, you know, when you build your segmentation and your marketing and everything else, the way that happens is outside of gaming systems. So the data is brought together, it's segmented, it's analyzed, and they figure out your breakpoints, and then the marketing office and everything else, if you like, are loaded back into whatever mechanism is used to deliver your marketing program. So we're working with the existing systems.
Okay.
So including Access.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay. So, you know, Earl and I were talking about how reluctant a lot of casino executives are to let their data, you know, escape their four walls, you know, to put it up in the cloud. They have questions about that. Are you running into those kind of objections?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So, you know, there is a real need for us to do both.
Yeah.
And I think in tribal country, especially, you know, I think there are real regulatory reasons that it's going to be hard to move it off into the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, our technology does both, and that's a requirement. But from QCI's perspective, we are largely deployed on-prem with large enterprise resorts and casinos in North America. And where you have smaller distributed operators, it can go in the cloud.
Sure.
So I think a modern technology stack needs to be able to do both.
Right. Well, I'm thinking about your host program here. I mean, a lot of the hosts I know, you know, just fly by the seat of their pants. You know, it's that interpersonal relationship they have with their clients. A lot of people want to see exactly how that, if they really have that kind of sense that, yeah, you know, this guy deserves this, this player deserves that, and your system, I imagine, would quantify that.
Absolutely, yeah. One of my favorite reports is the percentage of reinvestment into a customer based on coin in, saying, and you'll quickly see there are some hosts that are favoring some players. But more than that, so let's talk about a modern host, sure. Right? Hosts that we're seeing, right?
Right.
And I mean, these are very, very difficult jobs that hosts have. They can have a book of 300, 400, 500. I've seen 800 players, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, how is it possible for a human to keep a track of that many people? And right. I think maybe that host exists, but not all of them. It's right. I think it's just too hard. I certainly couldn't do it, right?
Sure.
500 people keeping track of everyone's name on a day-to-day basis, which is your job as a host, right? To manage that relationship with that group of players. So you need tooling to be able to really do your job. And we're seeing, like, one of our customers, I think Angel of the Winds, said they saw a 20% improvement in productivity.
Okay.
And we're seeing big ROI numbers coming back. We're seeing really strong results. Because sometimes you'll find the hosts will talk to the people that are easy to respond, to communicate with.
Sure,
Or there could be all sorts of other things. Or there's a player that the host hasn't talked to, and they go, oh, hold on, you haven't talked to this player for two weeks. We trigger an automatic alert. Hey, maybe you want to give Roger Gross a call.
Yeah.
It's like, so, that's what happens, right? It allows you to direct and help the host to communicate with their full book of players and not be kind of limited by who they're talking to with what is really possible to maintain in a human memory. And then you go to the next step and you go, there is a lot of complexity in gaming data today compared with, I don't know, 10 years ago. I mean, there's different games, different hold percentages, there's different kinds of progressive jackpots, there's all sorts of different numbers that go together to make a complete understanding of a player. And you can't realistically do that in your head, right? I don't think anyone could do that in their head. Mm-hmm. So you really want to have the right kinds of numbers. And then when the host is talking with the player, wouldn't it be great if the host could say, oh, and by the way, here's your top three games.
Yeah.
Here's the game you played last time.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you spent in the hotel. There's no way you could keep track of that.
Sure.
Your systems are just not designed to let you do that. So we go into sites where the host is saying, oh, my current business, my job as a host is to be a master of the keyboard and mouse. And I've got 8 different systems I have to go into to get a picture of my players. Like, wow. How is that going to work, right?
Sure.
How can a host possibly be, here they are multitasking between all these applications, trying to get things to work. No. On your phone, here's all the data, click to call, click to email, communicate, all the details are there. Develop that personal relationship, allow that host to build a very special relationship and be successful.
Yeah, no question. So how does artificial intelligence play into this? Do you use that to predict what a player is going to do or to offer them something that will incent them to visit the casino hotel or
so,
the slot
So machine? I actually did my graduate studies in artificial intelligence. I love the field.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Thomas and I, when we built educational software, actually the key to it was artificial intelligence. But for us, our approach is to use the algorithms to let people see things that they wouldn't otherwise easily see or do things they wouldn't otherwise be able to do easily.
Right.
And all sorts of different ways. But I'll give you a couple of examples, right? So for example, if I'm going to run a marketing program, and I've got it all set up, I'm going to run a bounce back campaign, wouldn't it be nice to know how much money it's going to make before you run it?
Sure.
Well, great, great heuristic.
Yeah.
You just say, here it is, you're going to make this much money, and here's the breakdown by segment, everything else. That is incredibly powerful.
Sure.
And why wouldn't you want that, right? Great use of artificial intelligence. Or another great use of artificial intelligence, I'm going to add more games. It's a better example than remove. I'm going to add more games to the floor. I'm going to add another Buffalo game of some flavor to the floor. Okay. All right. I'm going to put this on the floor. Thank you, Aristocrat. So here we go. We put this game on the floor, but wouldn't it be nice to know who likes that game?
Yeah, sure.
Who has a real propensity? And instead of the old way we did it, which was the slot tech with a hand truck walks up, puts it in place, stands back. I mean, right. that was a 100-pound game machine I just put in there and right. walks off. Wouldn't it be nice to have an opening party? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be nice that so that now inside QCI, the host, the slot person, this is the integrated platform, the slot person says, hey, I'm about to put a new game on the floor. Who's playing on them? Hey, communicates to the host, these players like to play on this game. When you're talking to them next, you might want to mention it. Or maybe you want to run an event for that game called sure. the Buffalo Wings Party, right?
Right. Yeah.
We're going to have the Buffalo Wings Party for this new Buffalo game. Great. Okay. We're going to have, that's great. So why not do that?
Sure.
Great application of artificial intelligence because now the slot person's using knowledge to communicate with the host. The host has got extra information that's relevant and pertinent for that very next call. Mm-hmm. Hey, Roger Gross, I know you like Buffalo.
Sure. Yeah.
We're having a Buffalo Wings party for this new great new game that's just come out. We'd like you to come along and test it.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah,
so it's another example of artificial sure. intelligence.
Yeah, no question.
These are two. We're really deep into algorithms. You know, I'm a huge believer in algorithms. I think Ralph and I spend a good part of our fun time together designing new algorithms for things.
Yeah.
We can just keep up with building them. We've got some new ones coming, but we're gonna keep doing it. Yeah.
Well, that's great. So I just want to go over, last time we saw each other was at the NIGA Mid-Year Conference at Pechanga, and you did an incredible presentation on hacking and ransomware, and it kind of blew me away that the industry is in such danger right now, and they're so vulnerable to these kind of attacks. Give us a little outline of where you think the industry is now and what they can do to really minimize the danger.
Okay, so I'll tell you a funny story. So here I am, right? And I didn't want to write this down, but I'll tell you. I'm working on it. I'm thinking, what am I going to do next? You know, I think I'll do security systems and everything. And I thought, my knowledge of casinos, I thought this would be fun. I'd like to do security. So I got one of my dear, I got a really great business partner. I was talking to them about who was responsible for security, in some very high security facilities, just to say on the East Coast, if you like, when it won't go any further. And we sat down and we did a little workshop and he asked me a bunch of questions and where are the flaws. And then we went through and we established all the ways that the two of us could hack a casino.
Yeah.
I looked at this list. I thought, I am not publishing this. I'm not talking about it. I destroyed the document. I think I wrote it down on a piece of paper. I was like, I'm not going anywhere with this. It was done. It was so scary.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go into the specifics because I decided at that point I wasn't going to educate people on how it was going to happen.
Sure.
Right. Because I just don't want to be that guy. Right.
Sure.
I actually stopped doing that business. Yeah. I was like, this is too scary. But what I'm I published a bunch of articles. I said, this is something we need to get on top of. You need professionals. You need to act now. It's going to happen. And it's been terrifying, right? You know, I see stories. It's kind of funny. The fish tank that was used to hack more than one casino mm-hmm. was hacked by a fish tank.
Yeah.
You know, how is that even possible? And how a very large West Coast casino was shut down for, I think, 2 months.
Yeah.
And then because I'm kind of interested in this, I hear about once a month, a massive ransomware attack shuts a whole property down.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking 1 or 2 months of shutdown time.
Right.
And many times I'm hearing about Bitcoin payments being made to reopen.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good.
No.
So we are the professional teams, and they are professional teams, and they are bright, and they know what they're doing, have figured out how to make money from casino operators. They're doing it. They've been effective. There are large payments that have been written. It's encouraging them to do more. I think I also hear some people defended themselves successfully.
Right.
So they were well prepared enough to be able mm-hmm. to come back. So that's good, right?
Right.
But it is very, very real, and it's very present, and the move and opening things up and the other pressures on a property to kind of to change really open you up to these external players.
Sure.
So the question is, you know, well, what can you do, right? And
right.
And I did publish that great article with you as well.
Yes, it'll be in our
February issue. I recommend people take a look at it and read it.
Yeah.
Quite good ideas in there. It was very thoughtful. But the first thing to understand, and the first big advantage of a bricks and mortar casino is to understand that it's possible to operate your gaming facility completely isolated from the internet.
Right.
So if you can do that, that's a great defense,
mm-hmm.
because you can, generally speaking, you can say, okay, I'm going to have to turn off all connectivity, shut it down, and operate it in this really protected bubble. So be ready to do that.
Right.
Have great backups. If you're going to bring in security professionals, which I really recommend, that understand that this is a commitment to building this into your infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
and if all else fails, you know, there's cyber insurance and other things as well. But it's real. All businesses are dealing with this. It's just not specific to gaming. It's just the hackers have caught up with us.
Sure.
So we've got to treat this. It's very real. It's now your operation has probably been subject to thousands, if not tens of thousands, of attack attempts a day.
Right. Yeah, that is definitely scary. And I do recommend people reading the article in our February issue because it's very enlightening. So one last question. What's next for QCI?
Well, we've got a lot on our plates bringing our loyalty product and into a full offering for 2022. And really making it so that your resort can have a 360-degree interactive algorithm-driven response to the your wonderful customers as they move around,
mm-hmm.
and addressing issues like how do I open my restaurant with 50% of the staff that I needed 2 years ago,
right?
Because the staff aren't coming back.
Sure, right.
So. So those are the kinds of things we'll be addressing in 2022.
Great. Thanks again to Konami Gaming. Head to konamigaming.com/connect to start speaking with Konami's top Synchros representatives about your 2022 technology goals. To learn more about data analytics and gaming and what that could mean for your casino's success, visit ggbmagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning, sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Sign up on Apple Podcasts or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.